Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of the Currently Nerdy Podcast. We are a political, comedic, social, and current events podcast where we give you a nerdy outlook on what's going on in the world today. And we're here to take over the world in our nerd imperium. So all hail the Currently Nerdy Empire.
Ew.
Ew.
Sorry, I was checking the V in yours is
looking at my notifications because so many people like me on social media.
Anyways, we give this podcast to you free every week on currentlynerdy.com and on iTunes. So please feel free to rate, review, subscribe, and share our page and podcast to all your friends, family members, and loved ones. Because you truly don't love somebody until you have spread the gospel that is currently nerdy. Hallelujah. Holla back, little homie. Amen.
Amen.
What? That was very eccentric there.
That was very good.
Anyways, we are your hosts of this amazing, wonderful, magnificent podcast. My name is Diz, and I am your pop culture and sports nerd, which means I could tell you that the Panthers have lost the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos.
I actually knew that one, too, so yes. you're not much use.
And that Beyonce is anti-white for showing the Black Panthers during her halftime show performance.
I heard that the halftime performance, I'll ask about this in a second, go on.
Yeah. And now, to the Internet Explorer of the group, Ali, take it away.
Yes, hi, I am Ali, Internet Explorer. Fuck you very much for calling me Internet Explorer. More accurately, I will be called the Encyclopedia Britannica of the group.
You're like the Netscape. What is it? Netscape?
Definitely not Netscape.
Wait, do they even make Britannica anymore?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Encyclopedias?
And if they don't, damn it.
It's like those I'm pretty sure they do. The 90s?
They do make Encyclopedia. No, it's online now.
Is it online?
Encyclopedia Britannica. I know you guys don't know this because all you fuckers go to Wikipedia.
That's my favorite encyclopedia.
Yeah, that's the worst. that's the equivalent of a bunch of people got around, sat around, got drunk, and then decided to write
first of all, fuck you. I go to liberalleftwingnews.blogspot.com for my
news. I go on anti-white Obamastheman.com
right.
to look up my information.
Anyways, I am Ali Alomi, the classic nerd of the group, which means that I was into things that were nerdy before nerdy was cool. The bald bard and the sexy scholar. I like to bring you the background information of all the topics we discuss. V.
Good evening, friends, and gong hei fat choy, all my friends. Yes. Happy New Year. This is V Tran.
Whoa, that's your the first comic book. V speak Vietnamese.
That's not Vietnamese.
Oh, shit.
It's Happy New Year.
In what?
It's not Happy New Year. It's the what you say. It's a salutation about the Lunar New Year. It's the year of the monkey, right?
It is.
Ah, the year of this. All right, finish. Carry on.
Also, it wasn't Vietnamese.
Yeah. Go ahead. Carry on.
I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Your comic book, movies, and TV nerd, and all the minutiae that you Whatever. And I don't go through.
Yeah, I do that shit.
Yeah. Sorry, I appropriated your I appropriated your intro. Ali, you'll be very proud of me.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I am officially. Ooh, oh,
thank you.
He gave me a dollar, but don't
red envelopes.
Yeah, $2 bill, baby.
It's a lucky bills.
Yeah, don't distract me when I'm talking.
I laced them with cyanide.
Anyways,
these are one of my favorite envelopes, by the way.
I will keep this.
I love this
treasure
red gold.
And I will not give it to Bowie.
You're going to go spend it, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to spend it. I'm going to save it for a nice Vietnamese stripper and give it to her.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, you'll be proud because I am officially your cousin.
What'd you do?
I have been told that I am anti-white.
First of all, fuck you. I've never been anti-white.
Well, you've been told you're anti-white.
I've been told I've been anti-white. In correction, I am anti-white supremacy.
Okay. Well, I'm
the same thing.
I'm anti-white. Basically. I've been told I'm anti-white. I probably lead anti-white groups. I probably, at most, have three white friends, which is clearly not true. I only have two.
Yeah.
But they're the whitest of white. Jeffrey James Craig.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's your white
three three first names.
As in William Sherwood.
Wow. That's like some Stagecoach Country Music festival.
Yeah, I actually do have three. Benjamin Edward Yarbo. That's the third. But he's Italian, so it doesn't really count. Right? He's a Mick or something. That's what they call
him. Oh, wow.
Mick.
Wow, my God.
Wow, Jesus
What's Christ. The word? I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I'm anti-white because I can see double standards in society. Especially when it comes to one Cameron Newton, quarterback of the Carolina Panthers.
Now, hasn't this poor guy already gone through enough?
Cameron Newton was the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, who lost the Super Bowl, as I mentioned earlier.
To a white man.
To a white man named Peyton. Now, Cam, at his press conference, walked off a little bit early and was kind of being short with his answers. They asked him, like, why do you think you lost? We got outplayed. What do you think you should have done different? I don't know. What did the coach tell you? A lot of things.
Mm.
How do you feel right now? It sucks.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was just answering. He was beat. But people say he's fake. When he scores a touchdown, that boy dances and jives around. But now that he lost, he's sad. He's fake. I'm sorry.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's fake because he's sad when he lost the game?
Yeah. Biggest game of his life?
Yeah, the biggest game he's ever played. Yeah. And he lost. And he didn't have a great performance. So he's sad. And he's being short. That's fake somehow to these people. Mm. But regardless.
You're short. Yeah. And fake.
Yeah, I guess. But because of this, you had NFL legend Bill Romanowski, a Hall of Fame...
Didn't he spit on somebody?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He spit on someone?
Yeah, this was like a long time ago. Yeah. He spit on someone and he called him the N-word or something, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But Bill Romanowski tweeted, it's not always about you. You'll never make it in this league with that type of attitude, boy.
Ooh.
Right? Now, for those of you who don't know, Cameron Newton is a black man.
Mm.
All right? He goes by Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Black man. You don't call a black man boy. You just don't. There's racist tones when you call a black man boy. Because that's what people were calling black men during slavery and segregation. There's a racist component to it. Because they're not really a man, so you call him boy. He deleted his tweet, apologized. Guys, you're making a big deal of it. I didn't mean to be racist. I was just telling him to grow up. No. You call them boy. There's a reason why you said that. All right. Mm. Now, a few years ago, the quarterback who won the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning, all right, he's lost two Super Bowls. In his first Super Bowl that he lost, he blamed his offensive line.
Wait, is that the one where they lost by really badly? Wasn't that 2 years ago?
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, second Super Bowl that he lost.
Okay.
He blamed his offensive line. So, well, I was out there. I was playing. You know, I try to do everything I can, but you know, when you're not getting protected, it's kind of hard to win the game.
I remember that. Yeah.
You know. They just said, oh, he's very compassionate. He cares too much about the game. That's why he was upset, because he kept getting sacked and he was getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cam Newton got mollywopped. He got hit more times in the Super Bowl than he had gotten hit all season.
Right? I noticed that. I actually watched the game this time.
Yeah.
The first football game that I watched all year.
He got hit a lot. You saw the game, right? He got hit a lot.
Yeah, I did. They really got behind him
now,
a lot of the time.
Yeah, they stripped the ball from him. They were hitting him. He got sacked six times, you know. But he didn't once blame his offensive line. He blamed himself. He said, I could have played better. I could have done this. I take responsibility for my actions, right? Now, Peyton did the exact opposite. Said, I played a hell of a game, but when you're not getting protected, there's not much you could do. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did the last time he lost the Super Bowl. First time he lost the Super Bowl, he lost to the New Orleans Saints. All right? Now, typically when you lose a Super Bowl, what you do is, if you're the starting quarterback, you go to the quarterback of the team who won, and you go and you shake their hands, and you know, like, you're cordial. Sportsmanship, right?
Yeah.
Most people do. Peyton Manning walked off the field before the game was over and just went into the back. Didn't go, didn't shake hands with Drew Brees, who won the Super Bowl, didn't congratulate him, didn't do any of that shit. Maybe he did after the fact, but he didn't do it right then, when most people, when it's, you know, it's commonplace to do it there. Now, reporters and other media outlets were saying, guys, we shouldn't get on Peyton Manning for a lack of sportsmanship. It's just that he cares so much about the game that he couldn't stand him losing the big game. That's why he left early. He loves football too much.
Double standard.
Right? This guy, Cam, actually went, shook hands with Manning, gave him a hug, congratulated him, told him, you know, like, because this may very well be Peyton Manning's last game, and said, you know, it was an honor to play against you. You're arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, you know, and it's an honor to have shared the same football.
Arguably game. My ass.
Whatever. So, you know, like, he congratulated him. He did everything a good sport would do.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that happened during the press conference that a lot of people didn't realize was they put Cam Newton's interview in the same room as some of the Denver Broncos players.
Oh, yeah.
So you had Chris Harris of the Denver Broncos interviewing right behind Cam, and Cam can hear him the whole time saying, like, yeah, you can't run the ball against us. You can't throw the ball against us. That's what we wanted to do. Like, gloating. You just lost the biggest game of your life. You're being asked why you're sad, why you lost the game, how you could fix it, and you're hearing the other team gloat behind you. Would you not want to leave if you just lost the biggest thing, like the most important thing in your career?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, but people say this shit about him. Now, there's a standard held to Cam Newton that isn't held to other quarterbacks or other players, right? When Cam Newton scores a touchdown, he's famous for dancing and doing the dab.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have been getting on his case saying that he's acting like a gangster, like a thug. Again, words you shouldn't be using to describe black men because they have some racist tones to them, all right? Now, Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You know who Aaron Rodgers is, even though you're not a fan of football.
Yeah, he's a discount double check.
Exactly. You know where the discount double check comes from, right?
No.
Every time Aaron Rodgers scores a touchdown, he thrusts his hips and puts his hands like a championship belt around his waist.
Oh, yeah. Like, right? he literally looks like he's humping the air.
Yeah, humping almost. The air. Doing, like, yeah, with his arms. Doing his little championship belt like celebration. People don't call that gangster or thuggish or eccentric. They love it. They got a commercial out of it.
That's true. But, like State Farm or something.
Yeah. State Farm discount double check. They gave him a commercial out of it. Cam Newton dances because he scored a touchdown, and it's gangster. It's thuggish. He's not a great example for the league. People forget all the charity work that Cam Newton does around Charlotte in the greater Charlotte area. Every time he scores a touchdown, you know, he goes and finds a young kid in the stands and gives him a football so they have something to remember the game with.
That's sweet of him.
You know,
that's
like,
kind of nice. That's very nice.
He has the potential to be fined every time he does that. They don't fine him, but he could.
Yeah, right?
He literally didn't care if they were going to fine him or not. He went and did it. The NFL chose not to fine him. If you throw the ball in the stands and stuff like that, it's a fine. But he goes out and hands a kid a ball.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
And he does this like just to support the kids. He found out one of the kids that he gave a ball to was at the game because his dad passed away the week before, and his uncle and his grandpa took him there because his dad told the kid that it was his, you know, before he died, he was going to take him to a Carolina Panthers game. Mm. But he died before he could take him.
Oh, wow.
Cam, just by chance, gave this kid the football, right?
Wow.
Heard the kid's story, brought him out, and, like, you know, like, did a lot for the kid after the fact. He didn't have to do that. He already did a lot for the kid by giving him a football.
Yeah.
That means the world to the kid.
That's true, yeah.
But he went out of his way to do even more, you know? This guy is a class act. He's a role model. So what? He was the MVP of the league. He danced when he scored. They were like, he goes, he's said something was like, look, if you don't like me dancing, then stop me.
Yeah.
If I don't score, I won't dance.
Yeah.
Simple, you know?
And it's funny. It's like the fact that you'll who was the guy? Not Gronkowski. What's the other
Romanowski?
Name? Romanowski. Bill Romanowski. Yeah. You know, he's all talking about how you're never going to make it in the business, but the fact is, he made it all the way to the Super Bowl. You know, that's more than a lot of these people who play in these games.
He was really the league MVP.
Yeah, exactly. Although, what is it? Van something got the
Von Miller won the Super Bowl MVP, but that's
from, okay,
that's different. The league MVP was Cam Newton. Yeah. He was the best player in the league this year.
It was interesting. I was listening to another podcast today, and they had just made mention of the halftime show with Beyonce and everything. And they were talking about how the whole Black Panthers thing and whole the Black Lives Matter movement, the tribute to that. And he goes, if that was really an issue, how come all the players in the NFL are mostly black? And I'm kind of going, well, all the players may be black, but how many of the owners are actually black?
I don't think there's a single black owner in the NFL.
That's the difference. There's a great stand-up by Chris Rock. I'm not talking about being rich. I'm talking about being wealthy, right? Like, it's a really interesting thing.
I'm not talking about Oprah. I'm talking about Bill Gates.
Yeah. Like the family that owns Blue, right?
Yeah. Like it's the color Blue.
Yeah.
If Bill Gates woke up tomorrow with Oprah's money, he'd be jumping off of
her. Yeah. I can't fill up my plane. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And it bothers me because when you point this shit out, people are like, you're using the race card. You're using the race card, dude.
So who accused you of being anti-white?
It's the same guy that I'm always arguing with on Twitter.
I got accused of being a Muslim the other day.
Did you really?
By who?
By someone's mom on Facebook.
A friend?
Yeah. It was really kind of funny, actually, because...
Did you tell your friend, like, your mom accused me of being Muslim?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, she messaged me being like, I hate that. She, like, blocked her own mom.
Oh, my God.
But it was... I actually texted it to you, Ali, the little Facebook...
Oh, that's right.
The tent that I had. Yeah, because she posted this, you know, about that Roosh guy, you know, the whole, that pro-rape dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, about his whole thing, and like, because they posted a thing about how he ended up being this, just this jerk living in his mom's basement in, like, yeah. Baltimore or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then, it's really funny, because just randomly, everyone's sitting there going, yeah, hey, fuck this guy, whatever, and then her mom comes on and goes, they need to keep these Muslim pigs out of our country.
Mm.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, oh, man. So, all I asked her was, like, what made him Muslim exactly? Like, his race, his funny-sounding name? Uh-huh. I never got an answer for that, right? But then her daughter came in and actually tried to defend her mother, or her other daughter, so this girl's sister.
Uh-huh.
So, she comes on. And then, you know, of course, she responds. I'm actually going to quote it right now. All the refugees are bringing their sick and perverted minds here. Look at what happened in Germany. All Muslims raping innocent women celebrating New Year's. You're backing them up. You're spelled incorrectly, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You must be a Muslim.
But yeah. nothing says brilliance like accusing someone.
Wait.
I got accused of being a Muslim.
As if being a Muslim is such a bad thing.
Wait, hold on. There's Muslims raping people on New Year's Eve in Germany?
There was.
Okay. So there was...
Like, refugees.
A whole bunch of them?
There was... I don't know the exact number of them, but
there was a pretty hefty
number. In Cologne. Number. Now, there was all sorts of controversy regarding this. A few of them turned out to be false reports. Some of it was exaggerated. Some of it was very real. It happened. And then, of course, no one reports the fact that there was also a larger number of people handing out just roses to women.
There's just refugees handing out roses.
Yeah, thank you for welcoming us.
Wow.
Yeah, so, course.
Okay.
And, you know, never mind the fact that there's millions of Muslims out there who aren't doing
that stuff. Or the fact that there's mass rape by non-Muslims on New Year's Eve.
I mean, yeah, like, go to New York City on New Year's Eve and see how many women get... Right. Honestly.
We view things in certain lenses. Like, this, our lenses are different when we look at people who have a Muslim background.
Oh, so, same thing with the black background.
Right. Yeah. What annoys me about this is, you know what? If you're a moron, you're a moron. I don't really care about that, right? I basically just kind of gave her a, number one, that Roosh guy's an American. Uh-huh. Never said anything about being a Muslim. That's fine. Uh-huh. You know? The type of idiocy that to assume that because I have to be a Muslim in order to defend them... It's just as moronic as me saying that I have to be a woman to defend women against rape, right? Like, it's the most idiotic thing in the world.
It's the same thing. So, because I was saying that Cam Newton, that's why I was called anti-white, because I said that Cam Newton gets held to a different standard or gets called these things because he's black.
Yeah.
I've been told that I'm a race baiter, right? I like to play the race card, and I wish I was black. This is literally what I was said to me. Dude, you're not black. You're closer to being white than you are being black. Why do you think you're black? Why do you always support the black, why do you always support black people? Like, if
someone actually said that to you?
Yeah. They're like, if I posted pictures of a bunch of houses being white, you'd probably find a reason why it's racist. Because to you, if it's not black or Muslim, then it's not right. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, I never see you post articles about how white people are being wronged. I'm sorry. I don't scour the web looking for...
That's a specifically interesting claim, too, though, because that doesn't understand power dynamics, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't understand that a minority group is under particular scrutiny for their actions, while the majority is not. It also doesn't understand strategic activism, which is flipping the script,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know... that the white people are wronged, but you focus on the wrongs done to the minority group because that's the vulnerable group.
Yeah.
That's not saying that white people don't struggle. That's not saying white people don't have a hard time, that white people aren't wrong. It's saying that white people aren't wronged, harmed, or struggle because of their race,
and,
right? Like, the cause is not race.
Yeah, and I've been told I'm a racist against whites, to which I said... First off, I'm not prejudiced against white people, not at all. And second off, you can't be racist against white people because racism is a system. It's systemic. You could be prejudiced towards white people.
You wow, cannot, he's really parroting you on
you
that
can,
one.
You cannot be racist.
Did you trademark?
Did you cite your sources? Huffington Post. Oh, shit. Fuck you. Dear white people, I saw it in that movie, too. But no, I was like, look, he's like, it's not true. You could be racist towards you. I was like, no, you can't. I explained it multiple times why racism is a system. It's a systemic thing. Again, went over his head. Doesn't understand the idea of systemic, right? And then I said, look, it's just like you can't be sexist towards males. And he said, what? Yes, you can. People are sexist towards males all the time. I'm like, again, no. That's not true. I am a male. And I am telling you, as a male, you cannot be sexist towards males.
Yeah.
You could be prejudiced. There's a difference. And
defending females days, you must want to be a woman.
I swear. I'm transgender.
Yeah. Imagine how simple-minded you'd have to be, though, to be like, the only reason why this person's standing up for them is because they want to be of that group. Like, it's just like it's like a simpleton way of thinking.
Yeah. So yeah. For some reason, like, this guy is like, look, you only care about black people, women, and gays, right?
Like, which isn't wrong.
I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm speaking for the vocal minority because I myself am a minority. So if I see injustices happening to other people that I can relate to because the same stuff happens to me.
Yeah.
I talk to this guy in person, not just online.
Yeah.
Because online he acts like a whole different character. But in person, I had a one-on-one with him and I spoke to him. I was like, look, because he's like, I don't get why, you know, you always just report on like the black and, you know,
the blacks.
He's like the black of things. You never really
the black of things.
Yeah, he's like, it's like the language dear is Lord, like yeah. Yeah. You never really report on like things that happen. I was like, look, I was like, listen, because I've faced persecution in my life because of the way I look. Yeah. So I understand when people face persecution because of the way they look or because of how they are. So for me, yeah, I sympathize and I sympathize with the black community, the gay community, and, you know, females, because they're all victims of the same thing that I have to face with.
Yeah.
I face discrimination because of the way I look or because of the color of my skin or the fucking size of my beard, you know? Like, so obviously I'm going to stand with minorities because it's not the minorities that are persecuting me. It's the majority that's persecuting me.
Yeah. You know?
I don't have black people come into my job, look at me all weird and ask for a different rep.
Yeah, yeah. Know?
But I've had many white people do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, like, they're not like, they'll just be like, oh, well, maybe can someone else help me? You know? Like, obviously, like, if I'm telling you the same thing my white coworker's telling you,
yeah,
but you listen to him and don't listen to me, and I'm telling you it the same way as he's telling you, if anything, he's being more of a dick while he's saying it to you. I'm trying to be compassionate with you, and I'm, you know, like, talking to you, like, as if you're, you know, like, you know, you're not stupid, you're not ignorant to technology, but my white coworker is making you feel like an idiot while saying it to you, but you listen to him. Clearly there's something wrong there. You know, like, you clearly don't respect me as a person.
Well, of course, you know, because you teaching them how to connect their email to their phone may activate the sleeper cell.
Right.
And the next thing you know,
it's true.
You know, I'm sending
Al-Qida to their email.
Yeah, and then they're going to not be able to eat swine and you know, and they're going to be reading their Quran.
You know what ultimately your problems are?
What, we have dumb friends.
You're not white.
You have really dumb friends.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, we all have dumb. Well,
right. I have them too, but yeah, like my Facebook is a lot tighter than yours.
Yeah, I have.
Keep it tight.
Yeah, I keep it very tight.
I'll
do Kegel exercises and everything.
I'll accept anybody unless
no,
it's like,
I won't.
Unless it's someone I don't know. There's no mutual friends, and I message them. Who sent you?
Do you know that the only time I accepted like a large number
of people
was after AEC. Yeah. I'm like notorious for declining people left and right. Yeah. Like people actually know.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm like, I don't want that on my feed. Declined. But in addition to keeping my Facebook feed really tight, I just don't bother. There's like, I can literally name on the hands of my fingers the times that I've taken the effort to correct someone or debate someone. And generally, I just don't.
Yeah.
I just ignore it.
I can't.
That's or as I'm currently doing on Twitter is just just throwing out memes. Just throwing memes.
See, I can't do that shit.
The reality is that I don't have the time to sit there and argue with these people. There are times where I do. There's times, and I do it strategically, when there's an audience, when it needs to be corrected.
I've seen you.
When there's like a group of people and misinformation needs to be addressed. In general, though, I just kind of go, it's not worth it. Because the reality is, in the internet, and we talked about this last week a little bit, right? Is the nature of the internet and misinformation.
Uh-huh.
And one of the people who tweeted us out, was it Ben or... I forgot. One of the people tweeted this out. I'll look up the Twitter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Made a really, really great point. And the fact is that it's not going to change anyone's opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We live in an age, in a particular age, where because of the plethora of information, it doesn't matter whether you're 100% right or not. There'll be someone who – it was Benjamin McCall who actually tweeted it. He said, it's not that people are dumber with misinformation. It's that dumb people use misinformation
to
prove they're smart.
Ben's one of my favorite of our followers.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy.
He stays very, very active. It's good.
So he stays very – he's an 80-year-old man. I love the way you say that. He keeps active, that Ben.
That's good. You got to think young.
You got to think – you got to worry about your ticker.
Yeah.
So he's absolutely right about that, right? In the sense that it doesn't matter. You could be in the – right, Diz, and you could be right, and you could have facts, and you could have evidence, and you can make persuasive arguments, but it's not going to change anything. In fact, they're probably going to just type harder. That's really all it does.
Yeah.
And so at some point, you have to accept that you could be speaking, and this is something I had to come to terms with. I don't say this like as a kumbaya, like, it'll all work out. This is me going, fuck it, it's not worth it.
It does you no good.
It does no good, right? It does none of you guys any good. I had to come to terms with the fact that even though I'm an expert in the field, I don't have opinions about topics I don't know much about.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. If I do, I preface it. I'm like, I don't know much about that. When I do have an opinion, it's an informed opinion that comes from an area of expertise. Spending nearly a decade or so mastering languages, cultures, history, traveling to that particular region of the world, right? It's like it's not that I have minor expertise. I have accredited expertise. But I'll say something and the logical fallacy, appeal to authority. And it's I'm not appealing to authority. I'm telling you that my opinion is informed based off these sources, this evidence, based off the fact that, guess what? I actually read the primary source documents. I'm telling you what they say. Not you read some Wikipedia article and you can just spout off a bunch of shit, right?
It's interesting because whenever I see you get into the Facebook argument with somebody, it's always they always pull out the same thing: logical fallacy and straw man.
Yep, they do the same thing over and over, and this is an internet tactic, right?
Yeah,
is to immediately accuse your opponent of fallacies, right? It helps you salvage your ego.
Yeah,
you're like, well, they're just using logical fallacies. I'm like, no.
Well, can you define logical
fallacies? Yeah, logical fallacies are a set of mistakes that people make within an argument. They're
ad hominem.
They seem persuasive, but they have no basis in logic. An example would be an ad hominem. So you were to say something like, I disagree. I think Bernie Sanders is weak on foreign policy. I'd be like, fuck you. You're an idiot. That's an ad hominem, right? It may seem persuasive.
Person, not the argument.
A straw man would be where you reduce or simplify a person's argument so that you can defeat it easily. This is actually a straw man isn't always a logical fallacy. Sometimes it's a very good tactic, especially if you're opening up a debate, is what you do is you preempt the person's arguments, you make them seem ludicrous, and then you break them apart.
Isn't that you're kind of attacking things that aren't there?
Yeah.
And
then there's red herring. There's all these kind of fallacies. They're tied into literary theories, right? They're tied into rhetorical theories. And they serve a purpose. If you do them, that means you're not a particularly skilled debater. But you'll realize that most debaters will have elements of logical fallacies anyways.
Yeah.
Right? They can actually be quite strategic when you need them to be.
Oh, that makes sense.
If you're doing a persuasive argument. But the point is that in the internet, some moron looked up logical fallacies, and now it's a thing. Most of them don't even know, aren't master debaters.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't make a comment at that. But
no, I'm not an immature child, and I'm not going to call you a master baiter.
Okay. But the fact is that they will jump to that, right? It's a way of salvaging the ego. Right. Oh, so and so made a logical fallacy.
Ego salvation. Right?
It's all about ego salvation.
Pretty much what the whole internet
All the internet arguments are ego salvation. This is why I don't argue, right?
Yeah.
When I do argue, it's well reasoned, it's long, it's like I hit hard. But nowadays I just don't. It's like there's no point. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying you should. What I'm saying is that you should keep standing up, but when people disagree with you, be like, I don't give a crap.
It's not that people disagree with me.
No, when they're irrationally disagreeing with you in that sense. Just
it's because I get called ignorant, right? And anti-white, and racist, and sexist against
men. That's what I'm saying. Just like, laugh that off.
Fuck you.
Laugh that off.
Oh, yes, the Meninists.
God,
kidding with you. When someone's like accusing you, oh, you Muslim. Just be like, yeah, whatever.
Well, you know what's sad is that I don't normally engage in the
I was actually quite surprised. Right?
But I was caught on such a bad day that day. You know, that Roosh guy was pissing me off.
Yeah.
You know, and then one of the two buffoons that you keep on your Facebook who ended up blocking you.
One of them completely.
He put up this stupid meme from some stupid fucking redneck Facebook where it showed a picture of dead Union soldiers in the Civil War. And it says the amount of white men that died in the Civil War. The amount of black people that thank them, zero.
Yeah, you know, that's got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever
looked
heard.
At it, and I was like, my hands were shaking because I literally want to put my hands
that one is
through my computer screen and slap this big doofus motherfucker right in his stupid fat fucking face.
I'm with you. That one would have pissed me
off.
I swear
to God, you know, and he's got a kid coming too, which annoys me because the fact that his testicles haven't been cursed by God himself.
By me.
Or
herself.
In and of itself.
It's got to be a he.
In and of itself is a crime against our very nature as humanity.
I gotta say, that's one that'll get me heated under the collar, too.
Yeah, you know? It's like, I don't really wish, you know, like, really annoying scars and pustules on people, but I really want the plagues of Egypt to infect this
at
man.
At least now we understand why you respond. Because generally, it's kind of known that Diz is the one that gets in the arguments the most.
Yeah.
Right? I come afterwards. I correct. So, like, I'll drop something, but then I'll walk away. It's like, I won't argue. I don't engage with people. I just go, you're wrong. And I give all the reasons why they're wrong. And then I walk away. And you're more of a live and let live kind of guy. You're
I don't give a shit what anyone thinks.
Yeah, on Facebook. So now we understand context. Like, you saw, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. No offense to you, Diz.
Yeah, you're just as much as a camel as I am, you fucking bald brown son of a bitch.
Yeah, but you look more like a camel than I do.
I was accused of being a camel. Apparently.
Goddamn racists. You know, Muslims.
I have to admit that I have kind of an easy, you know, I have a free pass because I am of the minority that's approved.
Yeah, you've got,
you know,
got
by kind of the Asians
are approved minorities.
This is true. Yeah.
You know, so I don't. Yes, God. Kim Jong Un is a piece of shit. You know, and he you know, the mountain split when he was born and whatever the fuck else, right? But everyone looks at him as a kind
he
of
is
a
pretty
goofy
creative
dude.
When it comes to that.
Yeah, you know, the guy is just as dangerous, but he's goofy as shit. So people just kind of, you know, kind of push him away.
Yeah, they watched the interview.
Yeah, but if he was a little bit darker and he had, you know, he had a beard and he lived in a cave for
a while.
His
name was Kim Jong-un Hamad.
I'd be screwed like a motherfucker, you know? He's the actual communist, too.
Yeah, he is a communist.
You know, considering how quote unquote anti-socialist our country has kind of bred.
Yeah,
even though we aren't.
Yeah,
but you know, but it's like those buzzwords annoy people and they piss them off. We had a teacher in high school, Mr. Miklas.
Yeah, he was one of those.
It was great because
what was my thesis last week? Failed history majors become conservatives.
Yeah.
That's my thesis. It's legit. It's like whenever they fail at becoming real historians, they for some reason become really conservative.
I think he was kind of your early antithesis as a human being because he was old, white, history teacher who was also a football coach who was like a complete Joe McCarthy anti-communist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had a history teacher that was along. He wasn't as anti, but he was a hardcore conservative.
Oh, but it was nuts. Yeah. If you ever saw this guy, Mr. Miklas, it was great because all the other history teachers who were younger always liked to piss him off. So that's why they would hang. I had one history teacher who hung all these different flags on her classroom. And then she made it a point to hang a communist China flag right on the door where the window is. So every time he walked past her room, he would see a communist flag. The thing is, what's nuts is that anytime he sees a hammer and sickle or a star or any of that stuff, he goes into this whole thing about commie pinko bastards, this and that.
How is he allowed to teach if that's the case?
I don't know. You know, like, but he was like, they were.
You're not allowed to have an agenda as a teacher. Like, you can't.
It's a lot. But let's face it. Okay. If he was an anti-capitalist, it'd be one thing. But for God's sakes, the guy, he is a football coach in a white high school in South Orange County who is an anti-communist. Who's going to really complain about that?
Yeah, you got a good point. I fucking hate South Orange County.
You know, it is what it is, right? It's fine. Whatever they want to believe, it's fine with me. But I made it a point to, when I went to Vietnam a long time ago, I went and bought a whole bunch of communist shit to give her so she can kind of wear it and parade it around him.
Oh, nice.
Like I bought her these. They had these things in Vietnam called Ho Chi Minh slippers. And what they are, there's these really thick sandals that they would – basically what they would do is they would repurpose tank treads, like the tires, and they would make them into sandals.
Mm-hmm.
So I got her those. I got her a communist officer's like military helmet with like the big hammer and sickle pendant in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I got her a bunch of these, like, these medals and everything and like all this shit. And she told me that she walked into his room once wearing all of it. The guy turned red in the face and he went nuts.
Well, that's the beauty of it. It's like when people are that – emotionally and attached to certain concepts are so easily riled up, you might as well do it.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's just, it's fun sometimes. I like to stir the pot a lot. I'm the little chihuahua of the group that's going to try to fight all the fucking dogs because I have some fucking little short man complex. Fuck you, Ali. I'm 5'7" and a half, 5'8" on a good day.
Look at that. He attacked. He used a debate tactic. He attacked you.
Ad hominem. You are 5'3".
5'7" and a half, 5'8" on a good day. Today is a good day. I'm 5'8". Fuck you. Anyways, so if I see stupidity, I'm going to call it out. Because I play this character of being stupid, so I can understand stupid because I have to pretend to be stupid on this podcast every week, you know?
You are stupid.
This is true. At times, I'm very stupid.
You mean to tell me you're doing like
an anthropological study? You're not stupid. You're actually smart. Yeah. You're just deeply uneducated. It's what happens when you drop out of community college.
He's on a roll today.
Another ad hominem attack.
Oh my god! Son
of a call bitch. Me butter. I'm on a roll.
You're a fucking cocksucker. Oh, anyways,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So it's like I could see stupid really well, and I have to, like, I don't know what it is. I could tolerate being around stupid people, but I have to call them on their bullshit.
Mm.
So like I have stupid friends, but I'll call you on your bullshit, and I'll call you stupid. And if you can't accept it, then fuck you. But I still consider you a friend. I'm one of those weird people.
You know, the thing is, like, this is where I differ from both of you. As in much as, like, I'm okay with people disagreeing with me, but there's certain principles I have that, like, if you are against those principles, then we don't have anything in common. I'm fine to be an acquaintance. I'm going to be cordial and friendly, but I don't consider those people friends.
Yeah, I'm still going to hang out with this guy tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
Or day after.
Yeah, poison his coffee.
Yeah, fucking poison his fucking dip. He does the dip. That's how I know he's a terrible human being.
Yes.
Anyways, in good news, I'm sorry, I've been bantering about sports. Mm. Ali, I'll let you have your moment to shine here because something happened in the world of politics today.
It did.
You know?
The New Hampshire primaries happened.
Yeah, your boy Donald Trump won New Hampshire.
Donald Trump won and Bernie Sanders won.
Yeah, man.
This is kind of a weird world. Like, I tweeted out about how crazy the U.S. is that New Hampshire gave us simultaneously a democratic socialist and, like, a racist demagogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck.
Nuts. People are going to the extremes on both sides now.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect example of the fact that America really has two competing and extreme polar opposite visions of the future.
It's weird because these two candidates, I would think, are like two of the most unlikely candidates to win for either party because, you know, like you said, it's a democratic socialist and a fucking racist demagogue, you know? And they're both like anti-establishment to an extent, you know? One just has their way of saying it. The other has their way of saying it. One actually makes sense. The other is just spewing fucking hatred and racism. But they're two of the front runners right now. It's just really, really weird how the country works. Like,
well, I'm more surprised that Kasich got second.
I'm not, actually.
Really?
Because the GOP wants, like, realistically, they don't want Trump as their,
of course, yeah. You know, I mean, I think they've made Republican it pretty candidate. Obvious.
I don't think they don't want Cruz either.
Right? Yeah, because no one likes Cruz.
No one likes Cruz.
Yeah.
Rubio, they just think is really stupid.
Well, there was a glitch in the Matrix.
He said the same thing.
Yeah, it was the deja vu.
Yeah, he over broke and over down. Again. He broke down.
He lost a lot of people because of that.
Yeah, he did. But like, what type of world do we live in that him messing up his speech is the end of his campaign, whereas bombastically attacking black people, Muslim women, doesn't end your campaign?
Then again, though, you know, Howard Dean PR'd his way off of the thing.
But
know?
It's weird to me. Like, to me, it's like Trump can, he said, I could shoot someone and I wouldn't lose voters.
Yeah.
Whereas Rubio, all he did is he had a human moment.
Yeah.
Right? He realized that all he did was memorize a script. Right? Yeah. That hurt him.
I don't know. So, like I said, that's why I'm not surprised Kasich was second in New Hampshire because the GOP would rather Kasich, Bush, or fucking Chris Christie be their nominee. That's one of the governors. You were saying it earlier, how like the governors are standing together to attack the senators. And then Fiorina and fucking Carson are just like...
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They should just drop
Carson, out. Someone tweeted out something really funny. It's like, congratulations to Ben Carson for running a very successful book tour. And I'm like, that's really true.
It is.
There's actually some really shady shit going on with Carson. What Carson has basically done... I saw this. I think Reza is the one who shared the article, if I'm not mistaken. What he basically has done is he has hired, as the so-called third parties... his campaign advisors and all the people around him, his friends, basically his associates and friends. And so what he's doing is he's funneling all of his campaign funds into them. Mm-hmm. And of course that's going to make him rich in turn, right? So that even if he fails in this campaign, which he will, him and his friends walk away rich. That's a really fucked up like scheme.
Oh yeah. It was fucked. I mean, literally, I mean, you're making a shit ton of money, and it's complete nepotism, right?
Yeah,
there,
he
right?
Like, it's nepotism, and he's jacking, you know, the voters and the primary voters. I think I'm not sure if he even believed he could win ever. I think it's very possible he ran this campaign as a publicity for his book.
He was probably surprised that he even got the spike that he did. You know?
Probably so. This is all really just about money, I think, for him. He's making a ton out of this.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, that's. It's kind of fucked up too when you think about it. Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, he is pretty crappy. So, what's really kind of weird was that, I mean, you guys watched it, like he decided to make the debate really awkward by just standing there.
Yeah, he's just lost.
He was just like, I don't know what's going on. I felt really bad for the guy.
They called his name, right?
I know, but it was like
I don't think he heard it.
Yeah, because I mean, people were cheering and stuff, and I think they did it kind of at a pace that he wasn't kind of used to. Like, he had just left the curtain and they had called his name already. So he stood there. And I think Trump going like, well, the camera's been on him for a really long time. I should just stay here too so the camera can be on me. So mm-hmm. Trump just kind of stood there also while everyone kind of walked through. And while they're sitting there like a bunch of morons, like a bunch of doofuses, everyone forgot about poor John Kasich.
Yeah, Christie's like, what about Kasich? Is someone going to announce Kasich?
I think I heard them say it, but it was like there was so much going on at the time that they just kind of – they were kind of piling through the names. And they just – and then I don't think anyone just heard Kasich.
I think it was also really loud in there. And they kind of joked about it, right, that it was really loud.
Yeah.
And so, you know, some people didn't hear their names. So Ben Carson didn't come out.
He came out.
He stopped because he wasn't sure. And then Donald Trump came out and stopped with him, and everyone else kept just passing him.
Yeah, Jeb Bush kind of looked at him like, what the fuck's going on? What the
hell's going on here? Yeah. Jeb Bush actually looked back like, right?
Yeah.
And so after all that, they're like, these are your candidates. And then that's when Christie's like, Kasich, you guys kind of forgot to call out. And then they called out Kasich and they brought him out. It was a bit of a disaster. It was a surreal moment that kind of shows you that at the end of the day, small things can make things go wrong. Oh, not being able to hear your name because the crowd is too loud.
God, right? It's a fucking Republican.
And it leads, and of course, in our day of the internet and fast media, it leads to,
I mean,
like, punditry.
To be honest, it just reminds me of how much of a shit show the Republican candidates are anyway.
Well, it's not just that they're a shit show. It's that the candidates that they've proposed, to me, represent the state of the Republican party itself, right? This is a party that is struggling to really redefine itself in the 21st century. It's after the Iraq War, right? It tried to define itself fundamentally as an opposition party.
Yeah.
And without being in power, right? If they gain power, they actually don't have solutions. So as they've spent 8 years defining themselves as, we're not Obama,
mm-hmm.
right? Obama's not running.
Yeah. They're still attacking Obama. But
you notice that, right? It's like they do this Obama thing because that's all they know. They're a party of opposition. The result is that you have this deep fracture within the old guard Republicans, people like Kasich and Jeb Bush, who really, I mean, Jeb Bush, I mean, okay, he's old guard now. I mean, relatively compared to what? The kind of newer, compassionate conservatives like Christie, right? Mm-hmm. That represent a Republican party that's somewhat, you know, kind of thinking about the future. It's not quite there yet, right? But it has certain ideas that don't make you throw up in your mouth,
uh-huh.
right? And then you have The Party of Stupid.
Cruz, Rubio.
Cruz.
Carson Trump.
Carson Trump. And Fiorina. It's not that Cruz is stupid himself. Cruz is extraordinarily smart. But he's very calculated. He's manipulatively appealing to that type of base sentimentality, knowing that it'll
Have you seen the tweets from his former roommate?
Yeah, but his former roommate hates the crap out of him. Like, yeah, but the thing is, everyone hates him.
Yeah.
And everyone who's worked with him or who's been to school with him hates him. They say he was really, really creepy. he's like, forget his politics. Like, he was like legitimately creepy. He's that guy. Everyone knows that guy, right? That's like super driven, thinks that he's going to take over the world, comes to class in business suits, but doesn't realize everyone hates him. You know what I mean? Like, there's always that one guy
that tries to question the teacher on everything.
He's like super obnoxious, but he doesn't realize he's being obnoxious. Because there's people that are obnoxious and they know they're obnoxious. There's people that are unpleasant and they know that they're unpleasant, right? They can just kind of accept it. They're like, yeah, I know, right? I'm kind of an asshole. And there's people that have no self-awareness. Cruz has no self-awareness. He legitimately thinks, there's like a really funny story about how he met this woman. Like, first day he met her, he's like, hello, my name is Cruz. I hope that you'll vote for me for like president, class president. And she's just like, no. Right? Like, he's just one of those awkward guys. Or he called this other woman, her mom, a whore because her mom had an abortion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And like, it made this woman cry because she was so angry. He's that guy, right? He's no one wants to invite him. And when he comes around, you're just like, ah. He's the Shermanator. From American Pie. That's kind of what he is. He thinks he's cool, but like everyone else is in on the joke and he's not. Right? He keeps saying these like lines that dorks like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. The rest of us are just like, fuck, it's Sherman again. Right? Same thing. It's like Cruz. Whenever Cruz is around, like all the Republicans are like, fuck, it's Cruz again. Right? Mm-hmm. Everyone hates him. No one, I don't know anyone in the Republican leadership that has said anything nice about Cruz.
Damn, family don't even like him.
His kid's like, no, don't kiss me. You're nasty.
I'm trying to get popular in school.
He looks like the guy from the Munsters, the grandpa from the Munsters.
Yes, grandpa, the vampire.
The vampire.
Yeah. He actually, there's something about him that reminds you of David Cameron.
A little bit. He's got the same kind of what I call the jowl.
Yeah.
He's got both David Cameron and him have the jowl.
He reminds me of Kevin from The Office.
The difference is that David Cameron, as much as he's kind of a tosser, he's not
Look at you.
You got to use British slang if you're going to talk about the Brits, right?
Yeah. We got to get more UK listeners. Yeah.
We do have a few.
As
much as he's a tosser, he's not like he's not someone like you'd want to punch in the street. You know what I mean? Like you don't like David Cameron. He's a bit of an ass.
He's a typical like
he's a rich, arrogant prick. Whereas Cruz one of my friends, Shoshana, is like, he's got the most punchable face in the world. He does.
Kind of does.
Every time I see him, I have like an urge to hit him. Violent person.
There's a certain level of call it condescension.
It is. He's deeply condescending. He's very proud of the fact that he's like pro capital punishment. He's pro death. Like anyone who's like proud of those factors and then simultaneously talks about Jesus as his Lord and Savior, you know what type of person.
Yeah, at least he didn't fuck a pig.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
David Cameron, his initiation for his debate team, didn't fuck a pig, but he placed his dick in a dead pig's mouth. What the fuck kind of sick?
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of these fraternities do shit like this. I'm pretty sure our presidents have done worse crap.
So one thing our presidents join. They go
at Skull and Bones and all.
Forget
that
Skull
shit.
And Bones. Bohemian Society. They go to the Bohemian Grove. They get drunk. They piss. They flash each other. So there's a kind of orgy-esque weird crap going on there.
Yeah,
that's our president.
What I love about British media is though they don't even give a fuck. They literally went up. Did you fuck a pig?
Yeah.
What's even crazy? Cameron's like, yeah, I did.
British media doesn't joke around.
I'm face palming. Like, this is. I still can't believe this.
Oh my God, we managed to make Diz flustered.
You guys made me uncomfortable. This is very uncomfortable. Bestiality is not funny. There's a certain line that you don't cross, and
it's
you crossed
not only, it, David it's bestiality Cameron. And necrophilia because the pig was dead.
Oh my God, this guy David Cameron, I have lost every shred of respect that I imagined I ever had for you. I don't think I had any respect for the man, but if I had any, I lost it.
The funny thing is that before this,
cannot be a Muslim.
Before this thing broke, there's a show on the BBC called Black Mirror,
Oh, good show.
Yeah, it is really good. And in that series, there's a part where, like, the terrorists kidnapped, I think, the princess, right? Terrorists kidnap a princess, and in order to get the girl back, the ransom is that the prime minister, who looks alarmingly like David Cameron, has to fuck a pig live on TV to air it. And so he does, right? Like, yeah. He does it as a form of ransom. So Black Mirror was totally milking the fact that, that they were somehow prophetic.
Yeah. Black Mirror is, it's actually the most... best modern interpretation of the Twilight Zone that you can find right
yeah,
now,
it's in my opinion. Very interesting, really bizarre, very surreal.
Yeah.
But it's about the future, but it's like our world in the future a little bit.
Yeah. But it's really... Yeah, it's on Netflix right now, but it's really... really, really, I just anyone to watch.
So go look up the David Cameron episode. It's not called the David Cameron episode, but there is an episode.
Yeah, but it's might really as well
weirdly
be, right?
prophetic.
Yeah.
But that's what David Cameron did. All of these people fucking...
You want to talk about that dude that no one likes. I mean, Martin Shkreli.
Yeah,
the Turing pharmaceutical, the farmer bro guy. This motherfucker, like, you want to talk about that goofy motherfucker that no one likes? This guy is the embodiment of that dude. I mean, most people should know who it is, but he's the guy that owned Turing Pharmaceuticals. They bought the drug Daraprim, which is used for people who had AIDS. It's an anti-parasitic drug, and he raised it by 5,556% in price.
Yeah, that guy's an ass.
And then when they told him, and when they asked him to lower it, he said no.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just at a testifying before a House committee, like an oversight reform, and he got a new lawyer, and the lawyer basically said, the only way I'm going to actually do anything for you is if you just shut up and say nothing.
Yeah.
So every time they asked him a question, he basically said, you know, I respectfully decline citing my Fifth Amendment rights, you know, like Dave Chappelle did in the, you know, in the, is that if Law and Order, the special
I
Law and Order.
I plead the fifth.
Fifth.
F-I-F. Yeah. Fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
And what's annoying about it is
fucking
if you
love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, if you watch the video of him, the smirk on this man's face just gets more stupid and more ridiculous as he goes along.
I have never wanted to take a hammer to someone's head so bad.
Man, you got everyone's all violent today. I'm wanting to punch Cruz. You want to take a hammer to this guy's head.
Bro, he literally... like,
he's the embodiment of the nerd who was denied all his life, rejected, and now has a little bit of money, has money, and so he uses it as a means of kind of making himself feel better.
The governor or the congressman are like, how do you feel that you're putting millions of people's lives in danger so that you could make a profit?
Yeah, but these and congressional
he just,
hearings.
And he just smiles. I'm going to take my right that's legally granted and plead the Fifth Amendment.
He's just a dork. He's a dork with a little bit of power. The reality is sooner or later, someone's going to come along that's going to break him and he's going to end up with nobody.
Yeah.
Right. The reality is all the people around him are there because he's got the money, and once that's gone, and it's it will true. Go.
You know, the parasites are all coming
sooner
out.
Sooner or later, it's gonna. Like, especially with this type of press, something is gonna hit him and hit him hard.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's gonna be Congress hits him with a fine, whether he ends up in jail, something is gonna happen, and then it's.
Well, you can really. I mean, just if you just look at him,
yeah.
You can tell he was that. We all knew that kid.
Yeah, we all did.
Right, and the kid in the neighborhood. You know, like no one really liked him, but basically the only way they can actually have friends if he like let you borrow whatever toys he had or like let you play with his video games. But every time it kind of came around, everyone just kind of went, ah, shit. Mm-hmm. Remember, like in my neighborhood, me and Brandon would be riding our bikes, and then he always had his garage door open, so like we couldn't. Really, like, you know, we always try to avoid that part of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But every time we'd be riding around, he'd see us, he'd come out with his bike too, and both of them would be like, fuck.
It's Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, this, oh shit, Shkreli's out here. God no, damn it.
The reality is, it's just going to happen. Actually, if Congress really wants to make a statement, what they'd do is they'd find a way of bringing charges against this guy, right?
Yeah.
Getting the DOJ, getting someone involved, or you know what? Brilliant way. Check his records.
Yeah,
they're trying check to get him for fraud.
The problem is that these kind of oversight committees don't really do much. But if they actually hit him with something, there you go. Make a statement, right? That you're not going to put up with this type of corporate greed.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're trying to do the prosecute. They're trying to prosecute right now for securities fraud.
I hope they do.
You know, I hope they do that, and then somehow he slips on a bar of soap, and he cracks his head open.
Man, you all are angry and bitter today.
Listen, man,
The funny thing is, like, you guys keep talking about these. I'm the only one who's in an active argument on Twitter, and I'm the most relaxed out of the three of us.
Listen, I liked every single one of your tweets.
Did you notice that? Like, at one point, I just stopped responding. What did I do? I just memed it.
Yeah.
Because there's no point, right? You're never going to get your way with these people.
I'm being memed about being a racist.
Are you really?
Against white people.
See, I've had a salty week, man.
You have.
Yeah, I got to deal with this big doofus in Nevada or wherever he's living right
Fuck
now.
Both of you. I have grading to finish.
I had to celebrate.
I can't.
Chinese New Year with both sides of my family this weekend.
Damn it. Stop white people 2016.
Hashtag stop white people 2K16. It's 2K16.
I'm over it. I can't anymore. I'm just so upset. I hate white people. I'm a racist against white. Ben, I like you. You're one of my three white friends.
I have nothing but white friends.
Daryl is one of my three white friends as well.
I have predominantly female friends. They're white, most of them.
Corey, fuck you. You're from Texas. We don't like you.
don't say that.
I haven't heard from Corey in a long time. Is he still around?
I don't know, man. He doesn't like me anymore because I keep making fun of him.
Yeah, you stop doing that.
You're a piece of shit. You know that, dude?
You're anti-white.
Ah, true.
Anti-white. That's what you are.
We have anti-white banter.
We'll never live that down.
I know. God, well, let's face it.
Our first hate coming, and relatively accurate, yeah. if I may say so myself.
And we haven't. Well, let's face it. You know, we've only gotten worse since then. When you think about
really
it,
we have gotten really worse since then. Because since then, there's like shootings, all sorts of shit that we.
The thing is, though, they weren't upset at you for being anti-white.
That's the sad thing.
They're upset about your Game of Thrones spoilers.
I didn't spoil it. I literally mentioned what's in the book. It's no longer a spoiler. If it exists in the book, right? Go fuck yourself, whoever that person was. I don't think they listened to us anymore.
Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago.
Fuck them anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a bit of a crazy episode. I think it's been a rant and rave episode.
Fuck the white man.
The injustices of the world. The injustices of the world. And
serious.
Let us know what you think. What gets you hot under the collar? Do you engage in internet debates? Or, you know, do you think that black football quarterback should be able to do their, what was it, a dance?
Or
The dab.
Is there actually a really funny post I saw the other day about that. So, like, everyone's upset about the Beyonce thing and the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
But then they're all like, you know that if it was fucking, what's his name, Blake Shelton with the Confederate flag, no one would be complaining.
Yeah, no, seriously. You know? So tell us what you think. Do you get in Facebook arguments and Twitter arguments? If you do, why? Tell us why you put yourself through that. What would you like to do to Ted Cruz and Martin Shkreli?
Yeah, he's in a hip-hop beef with Ghostface Killah, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Do let
right
me
now.
Know what you'd like to do to their faces.
Yes.
And Diz, how can they get in contact with us?
Facebook.com/curlingnerdy. Go on there, like our page, share a post, write in our wall, like our pictures, share those goddamn things. We're on Twitter, @curlingnerdy on Twitter. Hashtag of the week this week is #CNAW, which means currently nerdy, anti-white. I want that to be the
no. Our hashtag is #StopWhitePeople 2K16.
No.
Why 2K16?
That's 2016.
I know, but it doesn't change. Literally, 2K16 is the same as 2016.
Yeah, 2K is more universal.
Yeah, jackass.
Is that is that because of all the video games the children are playing, the sports games?
Yeah, NBA 2K16.
No, it's also universal. It's like people say 2K16. People say 2K15. It's a common.
At least teach me how to be hip.
Yeah, shame on
anyways,
you.
Yeah.
Shame on you, V.
Fuck that. It's CNAW. Currently anti-white. We're also on Instagram, currently nerdy on there. Follow us, like our pictures, tell V that he does a good job with his pictures and his memes. Tumblr, currentlynerdy.tumblr.com. Go on there, retumble, note, fucking follow us, do all the good shit that the Tumblrites do. YouTube, we had our Star Wars Force Awakens theories video. Go on there, thumbs up, subscribe, tell us what your favorite theories are, what your least favorite theories are. You might have a chance to win something cool, so go on there and do that. We are also on iTunes, currently already on iTunes. More than likely you're listening to us on iTunes. If not, tell your friends to listen to us on currentlynerdy.com. That's a great way to support us, and make sure you give us a rating on iTunes. 5 stars, bitches. And we want reviews. And if you want to get a hold of us individually, you can. V, let them know they can get a hold of you.
Of course, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at VTran214. That's VYTRAN214. You can also find me on my blog at thesandwichslayer.com. Ali?
You can catch me on Twitter at AAOLOMI, where I'm currently enjoying a debate, by which I mean I'm just posting up memes as this guy is getting more and more angry. And you can find me on my website at alilomi.com. Tiz, how about you?
Dizbulla, D-I-Z-B-U-L-L-A-H, all over the interwebs.
For everyone here currently nerdy, thank you for tuning in. And remember, stay smart, sexy nerds.
And we love you.